On the phone now is the whole band of Old Dominion. How are you, boys?
We're all good. Here, good.
Awesome, man. We're talking about the third album, self-titled Old Dominion, and you guys have been busy, man. Tell us about this album and what we should expect from it.
Oh, man, you can expect some of the best music you've ever heard in your entire life. Just oozing out of the speakers.
It's funny you say oozing, Matthew, because I feel like, with this third album, the rumor is you kind of did get more open and more vulnerable, almost cut open a vein a little bit personally. Tell us about, like, the willingness to be open in this
nice
third album.
Segue. That was nice. Nice.
Yeah, that's
appreciate
why you do what you do, man. That was a pro question.
I'm right almost there. An amateur.
Matthew, you really drained the main vein on
yeah,
this one.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, it definitely is a little more raw, you know, I think. But I don't think it was really a conscious decision. I think it just kind of happened as writers, you know. It was just the next step of writing. We just more and more comfortable putting ourselves out there, and it turns out, you know, the more you put yourself out there, the more people can relate to it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have come such a long way in the last 4 years. I remember 4 years ago, you guys were playing this tiny dive bar in Rockford, Illinois, called The District. It was my very first date with a guy, and on that night, he told me that he was falling in love with me, and we are still together to this day. So for that, I have to thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, totally. That
I'm
was
sure.
Awesome.
I feel like you guys probably hear that story a lot.
Mostly we hear your song made me break up. With
right. I was gonna say, like, this is the first time Old Dominion's ever heard that you're making love happen, not the other way around, right?
Well, we appreciate you for it. You know, speaking of this new album that's coming out today, self-titled album, by the way, what is probably the biggest difference between, let's say, Meat and Candy and Old Dominion?
You know, when you come out with your first album, you feel the pressure to just load it up with super catchy radio hooky songs, you know, and you know, there's still a little bit of that on this album, but now we're at our third album. We feel a lot more comfortable where we are, and we felt a lot of freedom to take our time and just explore all the different influences and styles that, you know, have gotten us to this point. So, it feels a little more varied, and it just feels like a band playing music together.
Speaking of together, this is the first time I've actually seen you guys together on the cover of an album, squished on a couch. How did that happen?
It was an accident. It was total. We had spent the week before that, we spent a whole bunch of money on a professional photo shoot, and all the pictures were terrible. And then we were backstage. That's the dressing room behind the stage, behind in one of the venues in California that we played this year. And we were back there, and this ridiculous little couch was there, and we crammed on it and took two pictures, and that was it.
I feel like it perfectly summarizes, like, what you guys are like as a band and as friends.
Yeah, it's pretty much, that's why we went with it. We were like, this is the most Old Dominion photo ever.
You guys obviously play venues all different sizes, kind of your small songwriters, you know, on a bar stool type thing to your big stadiums. Do you have a preference of the two in terms of which one you get more out of? I guess if you had to choose?
No, I mean, it's tough. I mean, yeah, we play stadiums.
that's the easy answer, right?
But, I mean, we love playing it all. You know, I think luckily we don't have to choose. Luckily we get to play stadiums and amphitheaters and arenas and bars, and we get something out of every show.
I can't wait to see you guys at US Bank Stadium. You know, while we have you, do you guys care if we have a little fun with you?
Sure.
We got Halloween coming up. What's the scariest noise that you can make?
Curious noise.
That was pretty scary.
That is scary.
That was pretty scary. I don't even know if you were trying to do that on purpose, but that was pretty scary.
Oh, that was gross.
Who gets to go next?
No, Witt just went.
Witt just did. He just made a fart noise.
That's pretty scary.
I didn't say the grossest.
Depends
I said
on
the
what you
scariest.
Had last night.
Yeah, hey, if you live on a bus and you hear that noise, it's pretty scary.
Noise.
That is scary. The anticipation of what's coming next. Guys, last question before we let you go. It's kind of a serious one, but you guys cut your teeth for many years, and of course, you've now made it to the top. But what would you tell a band just starting out right now?
Get a job. No, I think, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, you just got to stick with what you love. And if your heart is telling you to do it, then do it. Stop. Don't chase after what you think people want to hear. Don't chase what you think is on the radio. Just do what speaks to you and draw everyone to you instead of chasing after what you think everyone wants.
Love it. Love it. Great message, you guys. Old Dominion, brand new album out today. Self-titled album, Old Dominion. Get out, buy it.
Thank you, guys.
How about an Old Dominion wolf howl, huh? Thanks, boys. Have a great day, all right?